Oh, we just touched feet. The
you're way out of line, dude. Whoa, what are your feet doing over here?
I was just kicked back and comfortable. You just make me feel comfortable, dude.
God damn.
Just, God damn, dude.
Phil here. Before we start, this is a fan edit. All credit to the original podcast. We're just having some fun with it. For some reason, these two are in the middle of the Coliseum, full crowd, sunlight coming down, and Shane's just locked in like none of this is weird. Without further ado, let's get on with the Sacred Cast, and of course, bless be thy dogs.
Dude, is that glow in the dark?
No, don't worry about it, bro. Oh, don't worry about what I'm up to over here, bro.
Where'd you get that?
Don't worry about
it. It's glow in the dark. Dude, you got to charge that up in the sun.
No,
that thing's sick.
I got hammered, and I was watching 3-6 Mafia videos. And I forgot I ordered this. And then I got a package. Dude. And I opened it and I was like, oh my God.
You have to start doing a drunk QVC show, dude, where you just get hammered and browse the internet.
I literally checked my Amazon search after it and it was Juicy J t-shirt. Oh. This is it. You may recognize this from the Stay Fly music video.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yes.
That's also sick to write a song about staying fly. Like, all right, we got to show how fly we are. And it's like, all right, I'm going to get my skull shirt.
I'm also very, very unironically dressing completely like a wigger now, dude. Just 100%. Not changing the way I talk or act or anything different. Just the uniform I'm wearing is crazier by the day. I don't know what's happening.
No, you need to.
I don't know what's happening.
Do you have access?
Dude,
access to first down apparel?
I can get it. Yeah, I've been wearing this. Like, I was into Wawa today.
Hell yeah, dude!
And I was just standing there, and I was like, I bet people are looking at me like,
which Wawa?
Aramingo.
Oh, dude, no way! People are probably
this
like,
was
nice,
perfect attire for.
Yeah,
but this is it.
You were in Kensington proper with a glow in the dark skull shirt. People are probably like, whoo.
Yeah,
that's like what camouflage is to Harrisburg or Mechanicsville. That's pretty much Kensington camouflage, dude. Yeah.
This is what it's about. Anyway, I knew you'd be excited about this
shirt. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well, this is big. This is big for us. Mustache.
I think that's an appropriate move.
Yeah.
To just, you know, deck yourself out in that gear and just be like, and anyway, another thing.
Yeah, and here's what I don't like about the media.
Yeah. But yeah, Coop had to apologize, dude. He came out and was... he trashed the poor. There was another. I saw something on social media too. Like someone was badgering Trumpites or whatever, Trumpians, whatever they call them, and they like, why do all these guys who love Trump drive white vans? And it's like,
because they're working.
They're working. They have jobs that most people don't want to. Loving the workers and being like, these idiots. Well, it's like, dude, you ever been on a job site? They fucking love that shit. Billy got pulled over recently, and the cop was. Billy got pulled over recently, and the cop was like, "What were you trying to storm the Capitol?" Ha ha, like joking. Yeah, dude.
Cop did?
Yeah, just fucking around.
Fucking racial profile.
He's like, for real, dude. For real. That's
how dare they profile?
That's fucked up, dude.
He looked at Billy and said, "Are you? Damn, that cop nailed that one."
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
that cop was exactly right.
But yeah, man, it's
The war mode left their notebook up here.
I know.
That's what this is.
I know, dude. This thing.
Tell us what. Just read one of the notes. This is their note. This is what they're going to cover in their show.
Pizzagate never been debunked.
Also on the bottom of the other side is Pizzagate as well.
Yeah, WikiLeaks.
This is good stuff.
WikiLeaks never made up an email. How about that? I can get behind that.
Yeah, I can't listen to too much war mode or. They start making a lot of sense. I've been in solitary, dude.
Ever since
I had COVID-19. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm happy you're here, dude. That sucked.
Yeah, me too.
Life without you, man.
I know.
It's no good.
I know. I was listening to like you on other podcasts, just walking around in New York, just like, man, I miss my friends.
Baby was out there, dude.
Yeah.
Baby was out there. I was running around Sue all week, dude.
What were you doing?
Just doing podcasts.
Hanging out with other guys?
Being a podcast whore, dude, yeah. What's going on? Doing just being a slut, dude.
Yeah.
That was my college years.
Disgusting.
That's when, dude, you know the sluts aren't making enough right now. They're pissed.
Sluts are not making enough money? Yo, yeah. Did you see 140,000 people lost their jobs in December and they were all women?
What?
Yeah.
Is that where that stat came from?
Yes.
Oh,
and it's just the most misleading way to present that stat.
Because I saw they were talking about, you know, how now that, like, pretty much only women lose their jobs, they have to be sluts now. That was the article being like, women are losing their jobs and they have to do OnlyFans, but now there's so many sluts on OnlyFans, it's not worth any money now. So now that, like, it's funny. Well, you kind of think about it. It's kind of like one of those economic things where it's like, if you take away all of the taboo around, like, you know, sticking pens up your butt on the internet, suddenly it's not that valuable of a service. So, you know, so we went, it's good that we're all set very sex positive now, but now you can't get like $200 an hour for just like quaking and, you know, like peeing on your sheets or whatever people are up to on there.
Yeah, that
sucks.
Yeah, got saturated a little.
I don't want to see, you know, the sluts in poverty, but
that was like the gold rush.
Yeah.
Just that rush of women settlers to be sluts.
Yeah, dude.
There was like, there's gold paving the streets out here on OnlyFans.
I mean, dude, that must have been so, because it's got to suck when you're a girl and you're like, all right, like you're looking at jobs, you're like $14.44 an hour, part-time, no benefits, and you're like, I could make $200,000 in half a year and showing my pussy. Nope, can't do that. That's wrong. And then they're like, no, dude, just set up a little thing. Dude, I wouldn't be able to not do that. Although I would say just, you know, I don't want to
steal.
Would
you consider masturbating on OnlyFans?
If I was a girl, yes. Not as a guy.
No. Yeah, as a boy.
No, I couldn't do that as a man.
Really?
Not as the man of the house.
What do you have to say?
They have dude OnlyFans. You can have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, oh, I know that. Like, Lemaire's called gay porn, dude.
Yeah, Lemaire. Ever heard of it?
They're not. It's not.
What are you,
like,
not gay, dude?
Women. It's dudes who fuck women. It's like dudes who fuck women.
Yeah, and girls are just like spending a bunch of money watching this. Lemaire,
yeah,
don't kid
exist.
Yourself.
No, not really.
Not enough to support
women
financially, bro.
Women love to lie about watching porn.
Yeah. Trust me.
Only the biggest whores watch porn. If you're a girl who watches porn, do yourself a kindness and cut that out.
Oh, for sure.
Disgusting.
Knock it off, dude.
Disgusting.
See what happens if you're a whore? You'll become poor.
Yep.
Your boss probably knows you want to do OnlyFans, fires you. You're over there like, I don't want to do this. I get in there. Okay. Your boss says, I don't like the values you're bringing into this place.
Yeah, disgusting.
I feel like you want to shove something up your butt on camera.
Every day
get
I look
out
at
of
you,
here.
I see you eyeing objects in the office. I know you're scanning. Yeah.
Damn, that's so funny of a girl just like being like, damn, I think I'm going to lose this job, and like taking bathroom breaks and just stretching themselves, just fucking fisting their, like, I'm almost there. I just got to hold this down for another week. Yeah, but apparently they're not making a lot of money as much as they thought. So now like they've just like put stuff out about themselves online, and it's not paying off.
And
Welcome to podcasting.
I think, yeah, true.
Welcome to podcasting.
Yeah, it can backfire. Yeah. But I think probably the December thing was a lot of women are in the service industry. And then once it got cold out, a bunch of businesses had to shut down.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that
probably
simple?
Yeah, probably. Although there's a lot of nurses.
True.
A lot of
business is booming.
They're crushing it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just overtime, hero status.
Dying.
Taking a
couple. Are they dying? Are the nurses dying? I think the nurses are toughing it out.
I think they're fine, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're getting a little sickly.
They might get sickly.
They're getting sickly. I think there was a doctor who died. He got the COVID vaccine and instantly died.
From the vaccine he died?
Yeah. Well, the companies are like, look, that's, you know, it could have been anything. And the wife's like, he was very healthy and took that and died a week later. So his wife's being like,
it's funny when it's the vaccine, they're like, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if he would have died of just COVID, they'd be like, it was COVID 100%.
I know.
You got to watch out for it.
Yeah, man. But yeah, so he died like a week afterwards. But the wife is being, I mean, then again, it's like, bro, well, I don't think you can sue vaccine like drug companies for vaccines specifically.
I think that was one of the things they did with Operation Warp Speed.
Really?
Was make sure that you couldn't get sued.
For
what they're putting out, I believe.
Pretty tight.
I could be wrong. Because that's why vaccines, I mean, not just the science, obviously, take like decades to get done.
Yeah.
There's also like, it's a liability.
Yeah.
And I think with this, Trump Dog was like, nah, dude.
Fired up. Yeah, I wonder if he got paid.
Trump Dog?
Yeah.
You just have to assume yes.
You have to, man. If you're the president, there's not, like, dude, you could, it's within your hands to be like, Not that one.
Yeah. He also freed Weezy yesterday.
Freed Weezy?
Lil Wayne.
For
Lil
what?
Lil Wayne got a presidential pardon.
For what?
I forget what. I don't even know what the crime was. But.
Is this from when he had the gun on the bus?
I don't know. I could have sworn he already went to jail for that.
He did. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, Trump expunged his record?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
What happened?
Yeah. I think it was a felony. So you're a felony forever, right?
Yeah.
You're a felon forever.
Damn, Trump gave Lil Wayne guns?
Yes. Oh, wait. So Trump couldn't, or Lil Wayne couldn't even vote?
No.
Wait, what?
Technically, no.
So his endorsement was just like, get out there, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, Lil Wayne can legally own a shotgun, but I think that's about it.
Nice.
Yeah. Trump, dude, if Trump goes around and starts expunging rappers' records, that would be pretty cool.
He freed ASAP Rocky from Sweden.
I mean, that was a big
got one. No love in return from ASAP. And as an ASAP Rocky fan, I'm a little bummed.
Yeah.
I burnt all my ASAP Rocky merch.
Did you really?
I said, that's not my rapper.
Dude, the you know what? I don't know where I got this thought of the other day. But for some reason, I started thinking about myself at family parties when I was little, and like my interactions, like specifically with like uncles and like older just dudes I would see at like a christening party. And it was like from the ages of like 7 to about 15, I would just like at a party get randomly accosted by a guy like, come here, and like kind of threaten to kick in my ass all the time. Just, like,
always.
Just grab me, like, oh, kick your little ass, dude.
Yeah.
I would just bounce between men and be like, oh, beat your ass. And then I would like run from that and then just like gorge myself on meatballs and be like,
that's just exactly
like,
what
sit,
it is.
Just sit in a corner and be like,
yeah, and it hurt. They'd pick you up in like noogies, like hard noogies and like pinches and shit.
They would shake hands and crush my hand.
They always crush
my hand, grab me, hit me, and then it would just like dude to dude, like, come here, you little shit. I'm going to kick your ass.
Which is
like,
funny because that's exactly what I do now to my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, that's what made me think about
100%.
It.
100%. I'm like, come here.
That's what made me think about
scare
it.
Scare them.
I was at Butterly's house, and I think it was like instinctually, I saw one of his younger kid, and I was like,
you
want to
rough
dude?
Him up?
Yeah, I was like, what's up, bro? And gave him one of those, and I'm like, that was weird.
Where did
like,
I learn that?
And I was like, oh, yeah. I just instantly flashed back to just all my uncles being like, come here, dude. Think you're cool? Think you're tough?
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah.
Sometimes they'd make me cry. And the uncle would be like, he's being a pussy.
No, I'm not.
He hit you with one of these. It's like just digging into your heart. It was nothing but the craziest fucking moves, dude.
Yeah.
And I it was like as soon as I like, because I think like Butterly saw me like, come here, bro. Like hitting him with the fucking like just, I was just like flexing at a kid. And I'm like, why am I doing this? I was like, I just started to think about it. I'm like, damn, dude. All I had was just dudes flexing in my face. Like, I'll fuck you up, dude. You fucking girl. And I was just like, fuck, dude.
Yeah. Like, you have a girlfriend yet? No, didn't think so. I was like, what the fuck, man? It's like, aren't you divorced? Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'd just be like above a fire hall with like dudes smoking cigarettes and like with a red face from pounding beers. I'm like, you fucking bitch. And I'm like, my mom had one cousin who would only talk like the Nightcrawler. I'm like, ooh, yeah, come here.
Oh,
you hit me with that. The
wait,
whole
not the Nightcrawler. Was he Randy Savage?
Or he would say he was he was
Macho Man?
He would say he was the Nightcrawler, but I guess he was doing it. What? How does the Nightcrawler talk?
Oh wait, Nightcrawler. I'm sorry, I thought you were referencing Night Stalker.
He would try to tell me. No.
He was like, "I'm the devil. Oh yeah.
I'm coming here to kill
you. I've got a hammer. I'm gonna kill your grandma. Yeah." Dude, he was raping those geezers too. The Night Stalker. He would come in and fuck like
dude.
A night. He fuck.
Fuck.
And then when you're watching this documentary, it shows you their ages. It goes by like the victims and the ages.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, you'll see a name, and then underneath it'll be like 88. And it's like, holy shit, dude. So you lived 88 years, and then in the 88th year, a guy breaks into your house.
Oh, I thought he was saying he had 88 victims.
Oh, he had a ton of fucking victims. Especially like people he just attacked and survived. It was crazy.
Also, to be the mortician where it's like, 88 died. It's like, no problem. It's like, some dude dumped a load in her and murdered her before. You're like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, there's a guy absolutely. Going around just fucking coming in old people and smashing their heads in. It's like, the mortician's like, dude, I got lunch in like a half an hour.
It's like, no, you don't. You don't have lunch. There's a guy.
Oh, dude, imagine. There's a guy who that was his job. He had to like.
Collect the geezers?
Clean. Yeah, he had to like clean these old ladies.
Weren't we just talking about this? Like, the family has to clean it.
What?
When someone gets murdered or commits suicide.
Really?
The police and EMT don't clean.
Oh, they clean the apartment. Yeah, for sure.
So, like, all these people's, like, grandkids.
Yeah.
Dude, if I had to go help my grandma move before she died, and I was pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. If I had to clean...
if I had to go clean up her raped remains...
No, they take the police take the body.
Of course, I know.
But you, I mean...
Well, sometimes there's just a lot of gunk lying around.
Oh, for sure. But I would hope... I mean, that's got to be a brutal call again for the house. I mean, not only is it brutal to kill people, obviously, and rape older people, but think about the cleaning lady then. You say the family has the means to be like, I'm calling a cleaning lady. And the cleaning lady is like... Yeah, I'll do the job.
The house, $150, and then you're on there like anything in there, you're gonna clean it, right? And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, of course. Right. You promise? I'm gonna need this in writing. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you had
a crime scene,
or you call the cleaning lady, and you're like, well, funny story.
Yeah, my wife and I got shot in the head last night, and we need someone to come in here and clean this fucking mess.
Or yeah, if you don't have the money, then like, yeah, you would send in your kids, be like, we gotta go clean grandma's place, and like. Why did that guy go in there and rape and murder her? And
he's honey, the universe is evil.
Well, it's, you know, sometimes there's people out there.
Yeah, it's a tough birds and the bees.
Oh, yeah,
to like a seven-year-old be like, Nana got murdered.
It's like, wait, did he love? I thought people love. It's like, this is different. He did not love her at all.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought that's what people do when they love each other. It'd be like, sometimes if you hate somebody enough, weirdly,
yeah,
you'll do that too. But let's not. Wait till you get older to explain this. Oh, dude,
sometimes when a mommy and daddy hate each other a lot, daddy breaks in through a window and, you know,
lays waste to
hits mommy with a hammer.
Maybe, you know, I don't know, but maybe after it, I don't know what he does after that. Maybe he sneaks one in, but.
Son, sometimes you got to sneak one in.
All right, that's all we got for today. I'm going to go have a couple brewskis, maybe think about how my son ended up in ancient Rome somehow. I'm Phil, and I'll see you on the next one.